You're listening to SBS News.
Well, that swirling desert wind is enough to make it pretty tough for what I'm looking at now. 200 people heading up a very rocky terrain on the mountains at the side of the Dead Sea here. The photographer Spencer Tunick uses naked subjects to highlight humans' impact on the environment.
My first work was in 2011 here at the Dead Sea. Being nude, we're very vulnerable. We're also affected by everything in the environment, from diseases to the need for a sustainable water source.
Gil Shavit breaks from the chute to meet the fully clothed press. All he's wearing are a lonely pair of sandals. Can I ask you, how did it feel standing there?
It's fascinating because you see so many people taking part in this act of art. I'm helping him and I'm enjoying myself.
I'm wading out across a pretty rocky and quite hard to walk on sea floor. But you can just soak up the beauty here as the sun reflects off the mirror-like, completely still Dead Sea. My feet are just making the only ripples in the water here. And at this point, you get such a sense of how dramatically the sea itself is shrinking as the lunar like copper and red mountains rise up to a clear blue sky here.
The beach where I worked at, Mineral Beach, then disappeared. It was destroyed by sinkholes. And 5 years later, I came back in 2016 to the same location, and it was gone. There were giant holes the size of basketball courts, and the beach was closed.
The sinkholes appear as the salt water recedes. The Dead Sea sits at the lowest point on Earth. Its shoreline is shared with Jordan, Israel, and the West Bank, and it's being starved of its freshwater supply.
Probably about 5 years from now, you won't see water where we're seeing water today.
Ecologist Dr. Clive Lipchin tells me it's an entirely man-made problem, with the Dead Sea's sources dammed for farming and drinking water.
So since the 1970s, there have been large water diversions pumping water out of the Sea of Galilee, westwards to Israel and eastwards to Jordan. And basically, we're slowly losing this very unique and one-of-a-kind ecological system.
The display of bear art is on the edge of the town of Arad, where many Jews are strictly observant. Some object. One religious MP even calls it filth, evoking the biblical cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed due to wickedness. He tried and failed to pass a law banning Spencer Tunick's events.
Well, I feel quite lucky to have a bill named after me to try to stop me. I mean, it's an honor. There should be a bill that it's a requirement to be naked at least once in your life for one of my works.
There are ideas to pump fresh water back to the Dead Sea, but they're costly and impractical. For now, the art of preserving how much water we all use is the message from this naked attraction.